Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
Here are the reasons why past sellers have sold their homes as is. Low upfront expense. Don't have a lot of money up front. So standard pre-market improvements like updating the kitchen or replacing a floor can be pricey. And if you want to invest that money, that's fine, and you will get a return for it. If you don't want to bother with that, we can assist you in selling your home without having made those reparations. Little upfront work as an as-is seller, you're really doing very little to prepare the property. Timing trumps condition is what I always say. And if you catch the market at the right time, even if it's not in really great showing condition, you'll sell the house just fine. Going into some kind of an organizing frenzy can be just too much for you. And there are sometimes when people say, look, I'm more interested in time than I am in money. Meaning they want to be done with the process quickly more than they want to get every last penny out of the property. And that's okay. It's not a moral decision to give up one for the other, right? It's your life. It's your house. You decide what's important to you. Now, maybe you're selling a property for deceased loved ones, deceased parents, perhaps. They leave your home to you. And the best way to divide the value of the property is by selling it, distributing the proceeds among the siblings. In such cases, when no one has the time or money to prepare the house, it's best to sell at a reduced value in order to acquire and disperse the money quickly, but not too low. You want to price it according to what is good and real. And then consider selling as a teardown. We've got 86 builders that we take our properties, our teardowns to, get you top dollar and oftentimes more than you would get on the open market to a buyer. Well, I'm out of time. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.